This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The outgoing commander of U.S. NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says he believes there is an unprecedented opportunity for peace in the 17-year conflict. He said a three-day June ceasefire underscored a desire for peace.
So this first ceasefire really unleashed the Afghan people's desire for peace and an end to violence on really a national and unprecedented scale. And numerous groups across Afghanistan, the People's Peace Movement, religious ulamas, civil society, youth activists, women's groups, are all calling for peace.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has offered insurgents another truce, this one lasting as long as 3 months. The Taliban has yet to respond. As for the Trump administration's South Asia policy unveiled a year ago, the general said it's working.
Within 6 months, we had two peace offers on the table. An open letter from the Taliban to the American people and President Ghani's peace offer. Then within 10 months, we had the first ceasefire, which unleashed these social pressures, the demand of the Afghan people across all society for peace. And now we're entering a window where a second ceasefire has been offered, not taken yet.
Nicholson acknowledged there has been little change in the percentage of the population under Taliban control. The insurgents, meanwhile, accepted a Russian invitation for international peace talks in Moscow next month. The Afghan government and U.S. have declined. Zimbabwe's highest court expected to rule Friday in an opposition appeal to overturn the results of last month's election over allegations of fraud. Tabani Mfofu is the lawyer for opposition leader Nelson Chamisa.
No, look, we've done our bit. It is not for good to do the rest. That is all that I can say.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa's ruling ZANU-PF party narrowly won the July 30 ballot. This is VOA News. A man